Hello and welcome to the Empress Podcast. I am your host, Jessica, known in the online space as Jess the Empress. I started this podcast to help you be present with yourself, cope with chaos, and simplify your life. I do this by combining psychology, behavioral science, and the tarot. I have a background in mental health, specifically a master's in clinical social work from USC, and I'm a professional tarot reader. So get ready to have a nurturing, creative, and empowering experience with me as we use practical magic. Hey there, coffee lovers. Are you tired of settling for boring coffee? I have a treat for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Heartwork Coffee Bar, your one-stop destination for exceptional coffee experiences. Whether you're a coffee connoisseur or just someone who appreciates a great cup of joe, Heartwork Coffee Bar is here to elevate your coffee game to new heights. At Heartwork Coffee Bar, they take pride in their craft because each batch is carefully roasted to perfection, ensuring that every sip is a symphony of flavor. From the rich and the robust to the light and fruity, they have a coffee blend for every palate. And here's the best part. For you amazing podcast listeners, Heartwork Coffee Bar is offering an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. Just use the code EMPRESS10 at checkout and you'll save big on your order. Why settle for ordinary when you can indulge in the extraordinary coffee from Heartwork Coffee Bar? Remember to use code EMPRESS10 for that special 10% discount and treat yourself to the coffee experience that you deserve. Don't miss out on this fantastic offer. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks to Heartwork Coffee Bar for making today's episode possible. Now go grab your favorite mug, brew a fresh cup, and enjoy the podcast with the perfect companion, Heartwork Coffee Bar. Cheers. Hey, love. Before we get to today's episode, I want to ask you to rate and review my podcast. Giving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to me. I love knowing who's listening and what everyone is getting from the episode, so please take a moment of your time to share your thoughts, and I look forward to reading your reviews soon. Hey, hi, hello. I hope you're well. I hope you're taking care of yourself. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. A couple of you may have noticed that this is a little delayed. Let me spill the tea, you guys. First of all, I have a cup of tea with my Toro mug, which is so cute. I will link the creator of this mug in my show notes. Because her stuff is so cute. Okay, anyway, the tea. Here's what happened. I used an app on my laptop that I've used a million times before to record this podcast episode. And in my test runs, it saved. In my episode runs, it didn't save. I had an episode, talked for 40 minutes. It did not record the content. And it's not because I didn't hit record. Something happened when it saved. There was like a different screen on the save section. It basically is like it's crashed kind of vibe. So I was like, all right, great. FML. I am going to just like go outside, get some sun. I can't control this. It is what it is. Maybe none of those messages were meant to be shared. Okay. So then I do another test run just to make sure. I'm like, okay, great. And test runs are like less than a minute long, mic check kind of thing. And then I record another full session, another full episode. It's like about 25 minutes. Same thing. Went to end it, and then the same, it's crashed, like, message came up. And I was like, I'm going to go outside again. I'm not even going to do this today. I just took that as a redirection, not to, like, obviously not do the podcast episode, because here I am, and you're listening to it. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to do it. But I was just like, my energy must be needed elsewhere. There must be clients that need me. I'm just going to hop online. I'm going to, like, you know, focus on other things. And I'll just come back to this another day. And of course, that ended up being the right decision. I connected with some really awesome people, helped a few new people. So I was really grateful for that. But that was just such a frustrating experience. And so that is the reason why it is delayed. I just needed to take a break. Like I said, a couple other things came in, had to go ahead and prioritize those. So here we are. We are in March, you guys, and I'm so happy. February for me was pretty rough. I had, if you're on Instagram, you already know the story. If not, listen up. I had some health issues. The reoccurring health issues I've talked about on another podcast episode, they came back. And so I went to urgent care, got some blood work taken, and it turned out that I have an autoimmune disease, but I'm not sure which one. So I have to go get more tests done. I'm in the middle of qualifying for health care to get a primary care physician and like all these things. So Friday, February was challenging, but I made it through. I just ended up taking a lot of time off and wasn't really capable of doing that much work, really, or anything. And I'm very grateful because I have the finances to pay for the tests out of pocket. At the same time, it does, make an impact to my savings account for these things. It's exactly what it's there for. But that doesn't mean that I don't notice, a difference, and I'd like to get that back. I'd like to continue saving instead of spending at this moment. But yeah, it was just an interesting month. And then I have a lot of expenses in general in February. So over it. It's behind us now. Let's jump into the reading. Thank you again for your patience and for listening to the story updates on my side of things. All right, so what we're going to focus on right now is what are we leaving behind? It's a good question. What are we leaving behind? All right, our first card is the Hierophant in the reverse position. Our second card is the Knight of Wands in the reverse position. And our third card is the Ace of Pentacles in the reverse position. I feel like we're leaving behind a time of indecision and we have clear direction and we're planting seeds. So we might have just been kind of like sitting with the seeds, but not putting them in the soil. So the Hierophant inverted talks about letting go of the status quo and challenging your belief system. So in February, we were doing a lot of that. We were looking at things and asking ourselves, does this make sense for me to believe? Is it important that I care about what all these other people care about? What do I actually care about? And I think it's such a beautiful place to be, even though it can be really uncomfortable. When we have the five, which is connected to the Hierophant, we do have a sense of discomfort. And so again, I know at least I can say from my experience, February was like horribly uncomfortable. So I'm glad to see that we're just like getting rid of that. With the Knight of Wands in the reverse position, it can be a little misguided. It can be the card of like stops and starts, like false starts, where it's like you have energy to go do something, but you might not have a clear intention or clear direction. And so because of that reason, you fumble the ball or you just kind of don't know what you're doing. And then the momentum or the energy slows down because it doesn't have a clear path to really travel. So the Knight of Wands is running into the Ace of Pentacles, just saying like there's been a clashing. There's been a clashing of energy and the practical work. Again, you have to know where you're going to put your energy and put your intentions in order for anything to really manifest from that place. So I think a lot of us in February experience just kind of getting bombarded by a bunch of random stuff. Whatever type of distractions that is for everybody, obviously, is going to be different. But the bombarded energy, I think, happens with a lot of people. And then because of that, feeling like we're pulled in a million directions, we're just sort of unsure about what it is that we're doing and how we can get anything done. And again, there's a refining of a belief system and of what we're capable of that seems like it's coming through in the month of March, that we've shed some of the questioning and now we're sort of following through with the belief system as an experiment, right? To see what happens if I plant these new seeds. We have the Ace of Pentacles inverted. So I read inverted pentacles as pentagrams. That's actually something I learned from my partner. And I think about that as like doubling down on the spiritual plane. I'm sorry, not the spiritual, doubling down on the material plane, right? Where we are. So how are we caring for our body? What are the seeds that we want to plant there in the way that we behave? What are the things that we're wanting to manifest? So what do we very, very practically need to look at and to put in place now? How can we protect our energy? Because day in and day out, we do have a finite amount of energy. Of course, we have to reset our battery, right, by sleeping and taking care of ourselves. So it's another seed that can be planted. And again, in terms of the behavior and how you take care of yourself. So to me, it feels like this momentum and energy are picking up, and we get to now really decide how we want to act. And I think it's so important because, again, we don't want to act all frantic. We don't want to act out of misdirection or just passion, but no idea. Like, we want to know what it is that we're going to do day in and day out. And I think that's a really nice place to be, especially, again, if we've been coming out of a directionless place, a frustrating place, and believing that we can do it. I feel like for a lot of us, there's been a shedding of the doubt, the shedding of the self-questioning and the self, like, the inner critic. Those are belief systems that have nothing to do with us, that all of us inherited at some point. And it's like, okay, I don't really need you here. I don't need you to be so loud in my mind. I'm going to go do what I'm going to do, and it's going to get done, and like, all is well, that kind of vibe. So let's talk about what we are embracing in the month of March. All right. So we've got the Ace of Wands in the inverted position, the Lover's card. Okay. And then bottom of the deck, we have the Page of Cups. We are embracing our choices in March, understanding that we have choice. That's so important. If we take ourselves out of a victim mindset, and I do have to say this caveat, I think I say it every time, there are real victims in the world that don't have choices, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about understanding that we can think in a direction that might be different from anything we've ever thought about before. We can choose to believe in ourselves, even if that might seem like the silliest thing in the world. We can choose to believe that we're going to be okay, even if that might seem like that's impossible. So we have choices here. And it's important, again, that we understand that we have choices. We don't always understand what our choices are. They might not even be apparent to us. It might take somebody coming in and reflecting what our options are. It might take us going out, getting out of our comfort zone and discovering what our choices are. But even to start that journey requires making a choice to go ahead and do that thing instead of staying stuck, or instead of looping in and out of the same thoughts. So I feel like in March, there's this introduction of new thoughts, new ideas, new behaviors. To me, it seems like it is very much in the realm of imagination, though. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are a lot of new ideas kind of buzzing around. Understand that you do not have to act on every single idea. Another energy coming through in March is refining the mind. So the imagination can go in many different directions. The same muscle that exercises when you're thinking of all the worst case scenarios is the same muscle that exercises when you're thinking about the best case scenario. What direction do you want it to go in? Choose wisely. Some of us might get ignited by our ideas. And some of us may feel that rush to put ideas into action right away. So we're still letting go of that rushed and pressure feeling without there being an intention behind the action. Ask yourself if these ideas match your values and the seeds that you're planting, or do they take you off course? Sometimes we just get wild ideas, but we can't chase ideas all day long. That is not mastery of action. That is just a whole nother version of distraction. And I think so many of us are distracted, and that's okay. But if we want to get better at focus, then we have to really understand the tricks of our own minds, and that our mind will naturally want to carry us off into just a random direction. Of course, it's going to want to do something that seems way more exciting, especially if you're really buckling down and you are saying, like, I'm dedicating myself to this. Oh no, everyone else is doing X, Y, and Z. That means I'm missing out, and I could just watch Netflix, and I could do this and that and other things. But what is it you really want to focus on? I do feel again here with the Lover's card, because it is ruled by Gemini. It's this energy of understanding what are you putting into your body as well, in terms of what you're listening to and the types of conversations you're having. So what are you engaging in? And is it, again, reflective of who you know yourself to be and your core values? If the answer is no, it's very important that you put space between yourself and that group, yourself and that TV show, podcast, or whatever it is. The good news about podcasts and TV is that you can go back to them at any point in time. In today's age, we're not missing out really on any of that type of stuff. And if you're like me, you have an entire queue of saved podcasts, TV shows, audiobooks, whatever, to go to when you're in a different state of mind. And so it really feels like to me again that March is about focusing on the things that actually reflect our freedom, freedom of choice, and exercising that freedom. You have the right to think about whatever you want to think about. The Page of Cups is highly intuitive. And so we're embracing a sweeter, softer perspective. And this can be very compassionate. This can be very kind. This can also just be sweet, like sweet in the sense of what if the worst case scenario wasn't going to happen? And what if the best case was? Or what if, and I always offer this as an alternative to my clients, what if the worst case scenario is happening and yet you survive? What if the worst case scenario is happening and you make it out okay? You make something out of this that is like so strong and so powerful, you become a better person. What if you have the grace to see it through to the other side? What if you have the patience, the insert whatever it is that you think you need? Because sometimes the worst case scenario does happen. And we hope we like hyper focus on that. I'm so guilty of this. Without forgetting that we can ask for other things from ourselves or from the universe, right? For strength, for courage, again, for compassion, for grace, for clarity, for comfort, for inclusion, for hope. There's things that we can ask for, and then we can dig really, really deep inside of ourselves. That's a choice to find it and to pull it up, even if it's ordered. So yeah, I keep getting this idea of like a hand grabbing another hand, like through the mud. It might be so deep, and it might just be buried in there in you. But that doesn't mean that you cannot go inward and find these things and discover these things. And I feel like that's what we're doing in the month of March. We're embracing ourselves. And expanding is a big word that keeps coming through for the month of March, and I really like that for everybody. I'm gonna switch decks. I am gonna move into the mind, body, and spirit connection, and I am using the Wisdom of the Oracle deck. It's been a while since I've used this. I have a few others that I'm gonna include today, and I hope that you like them. I hope you like these readings. So mind, what do we have for mind here? All right, so the mind card is deep knowing. Let's go with the body card. The body card is mending. And let's go with our spiritual card. Our spiritual card is orphaned. I love deep knowing for the mind connection. Knowing is the thing of the mind, right? I mean, sometimes we can feel, have a feeling of knowing in our body as well. We're focusing on the mind because that's what we pulled the card for. I like the little owl on this card too. I do think about cutting out the noise when I see this card. I do think about listening to our inner wisdom, and sometimes it doesn't have anything to say. But the act of listening is a choice. The act of going within and considering that there may be something there is an important step to take, because it creates a habit of going inward and asking yourself, what do I really know about this situation? Sometimes we can say, actually, I know nothing. And that can be quite profound in like the best way possible. Deep knowing, I feel like, is just about listening. And it is about, again, understanding that silence is not a problem because it's peace. Sometimes that's all you need to know. Is you can be quiet, you can listen, you can be at peace. And that can be sensed, that can be known within your mind, especially when your mind's like going in a million directions. The body card is mending. I think this is interesting. What is your relationship to resting? When I tap into the mending card, that's what I pick up. What's your relationship to receiving? That can be very restorative to your body. Obviously, we know rest is restorative, but sometimes just chilling out. When you go again within yourself, when you choose to ask yourself questions and pay attention to your thoughts and your feelings about different things, you're repairing slash mending a relationship with yourself, especially if you grew up in an environment where you didn't know that you had needs and you weren't taught how to ask yourself, what are your needs, and to discover what your needs are and how to meet them. So the body is really such a beautiful place to exist, but we don't always remember that, and we haven't always felt like that. And that's okay. There are definitely moments of pain, of course. Like, I definitely don't like being sick, you know? That's like my least favorite time to be in my body. However, that doesn't mean that I have to be mean to myself, neglect care, or whatever. Like, I get to make it as comfortable as possible in the middle of some very scary moments, and that's my right. What is your right? Your right is to take care of yourself. Your right is to take care of your body and repair the relationship that you have with you. And I feel like this can just go down to so small things like how, like when you're in the shower, you know what I mean? And just like being grateful for your body, whether it's functioning perfectly or not. Same thing goes with like hydration and the food you put in there. That can all be very restorative as well. Some of it can be energy takers, as we know. So just, deciding what it is that you want to do to help give yourself a better boost, in mending and mending the body. And for spirituality, we have the orphaned card. This one is interesting. Obviously, it talks about our feelings of isolation. Some of us may be more inclined to lean on a spirit team and do the other type of work that consists of who are my spirit guides, who are my archangels, what's on the other side that's supporting me right now. Like, lean into that for sure. I feel like that's what's asking to happen in the month of March for a lot of people. And if you're one of those people who aren't in that, place of discovery, no issues, because still you can be spiritually nourished by getting out and finding your community. I know that sometimes people say, there's no community near me that has what I want. So that means you probably are the person who's supposed to be creating that for other people instead of waiting for someone else to create it. I know some people are like, no, I don't want to. I don't have the time, whatever, whatever, but consider it. So, orphaned is just understanding that you're really not alone. You have yourself, like, and you're a whole energetic being. You're a whole person. You have thoughts, ideas, beliefs, you have characteristics. There are things that make you. And so, I do feel a lot of times the spiritual energy when the orphaned card comes up of, in learning how to enjoy the relationship with yourself and taking that deeper. What does that even mean? Some people are so disconnected from their self that they feel so disconnected from everyone else and from the world around them. I've definitely had those moments, so there's nothing wrong with you if that's where you're finding yourself. But the idea is to continue discovering who you are, because that will banish feelings of loneliness. It doesn't mean that you don't ever never feel lonely again, but it means that it doesn't have such a strong pull over you that you're really just feeling like fully abandoned. And I do feel like that's the energy that comes up a lot of times in the orphaned card. spiritually, we can also be doing some repair in the month of March regarding, again, that feeling of abandonment. One of the ways that we keep creating that pattern is by abandoning ourselves. So here's the thing, you're not separate from the universe and from the things that you're desiring. So at points in time when you want to feel connected and you feel like everyone has left you, are you leaving you? Are you leaving yourself so much that all you're focusing on is the past and the pain, and you're just living in that space again and again, day in and day out? You have to pull yourself out. And that takes skills, right? That takes understanding what's necessary in order to move from that hyperfixation on the pain and to mending, right? To saying, like, what is it that you need to give yourself? To being bold enough to ask those questions of what is it that you really need and how can you give it to yourself? It takes time to discover those answers, and it takes time to get into the habit of continuing to have your own back. But that's really the point. You cannot continue to abandon yourself, because you will just keep feeling orphaned. You will just keep feeling like there's no support for you at all. And for those of you who are, again, connecting to archangels and to spirit guides, spirit animals, you'll block out your connection of sensing what it is that they're telling you, and what they want to say and how they want you to feel or support you. And I think it's important that if you're calling on them, you also open up to listen. You also open up enough to connect to yourself and say, okay, like, I'm ready to receive. And again, that can be really difficult, but looks like that's what we're being initiated into for March. I thought I would pull a few crystal cards. I got this really cute deck. It's called Crystals, the Stone Deck. And there's so many cards in this deck. But for those of you who are into crystals, thought we would pull and see what we get here. Okay, the first card is Barite. Ooh, it says get answers to your biggest question. So here we go. What it is. Barite is a widely occurring brittle sulfite mineral. It's often transparent or a creamy white. Sometimes it's icy blue. Beautiful and frosty, desert rose is a calming variety of barite. Cool. Who needs it? Anyone who leaves for work each morning with the sinking suspicion that their true destiny is, quote, anything but this, end quote. Where to put it? On your forehead during meditation. Cool. So like, even if you're resting, I'm sure you can just place it there. When to use it? When it's way past time to stop saying yes to things that you hate. Ask Barite, what is your true calling? And then go live it. Yes, it will be terrifying, but what's the alternative? I like that. I like that a lot. So that is the stone for the month of March. And then lastly, we're going to pull from the Practical Magic Inner Witch Oracle. So let's get some practical magic here, universe. What can we know? What can we focus on? All right. So the first one is spell work. So we have insight. Second card is the clear quartz. Okay, another crystal coming forward, divine connection. And then the third card is witch's boots, stability. With the divine connection card, I do just think about connecting with yourself. If you believe in the divine, you must understand that you are not separate from the divine. You yourself are divine. Connect in with your divinity. Again, sometimes people go out into the world and they're like the universe, and they're sort of expecting to feel different when they say, universe, help me out, universe, whatever. You're talking to yourself, boo. You're talking to yourself. Like, you get that, right? You get what I'm saying? Divine connection, connect to yourself because you're divine. Okay, connect to your divinity. The insight, the spell work card. I love spell work because to me, it helps me refine my intentions. It is always so clarifying and so powerful to work with candles and herbs. But here's the vibe. It is here to help you understand what you're giving your attention to. So let's say you're doing a block removal. Okay, you got your candle, you work with your herbs, you do all the things, you light the candle, you're chilling, you like made your petition, all is well. And then you just sit on your ass and do nothing. Please, you have to take action. Action is a massive part of spell work. It's manifestation. Action is key. And lighting your candle is not action enough. There has to be stuff that you're physically doing. This can be very insightful when you're doing your spell work, because you can get clarity on the action steps that you need to take, especially when you're writing your petition. And the petition is just the energy that you're sending out, the letter that you're writing, where you're asking very clearly what needs to be removed. What are the blocks that need to be taken out of your life? Same thing for road opener. Like, what kind of doors do you want to have open? What roads do you actually want to go down? And when you have that clarity, that's the insight. So spell work this month, for those of you who do that, is going to be really important, because you're going to be picking up a lot of clues about what actions you can be taking. And I think that is clutch. Witch's boots stability. I like this. I like that they're not stilettos. Can you imagine if they were witch's stiletto? Bless anybody that can be stable in a pair of freaking stilettos. I wish it were me, but it's not your girl. I don't have any type of like graceful movement. I'm definitely not walking like a linebacker in heels, but I'm also not fluidly like graceful either. And my feet hurt after not that long. Anyway, I digress. Stability. What would give you a sense of stability? If you were to hit the ground running, and what I mean by that is if you have 10% in the tank and you give that 10% during the day, or if you have 100% and you give 100%, how are you going to stabilize throughout the day? You probably wouldn't want to start your day off in a pair of stilettos and then end your day in a pair of stilettos, been in stilettos all day long, trying to do all the things. Like, no, come on. You got to have a grounded sense of what keeps you capable of continuous movement in a state of flow. You have to be stable in order to maintain that state. And so what is it that you need? That's what you need to give to yourself. That's what you need to focus on. So I hope this reading helps you. Again, I just want to thank you so much for being here. I greatly, greatly appreciate you. A review on this podcast would be super rad. If you want to work one-on-one, you can message me at Jess_the_Empress on Instagram, or you can text me at 1-909-619-2831. All this information is at the very end of this episode as well. It's tagged in the show notes. I'd love to work with you one-on-one. I've got some super rad deals for people that want to be VIP, do some work together, see me all the time, get on long calls together. That wraps March. So I love you, and I will talk to you soon. Okay.